Hello and welcome to the Weekly Brief, where we discuss recent trends in financial markets and what this means for investors. I'm Christian Cole. It's Monday, 24th of April in London. Managing an investment portfolio, whether as an individual investor, as a financial advisor, or a portfolio manager on behalf of investors, it is a very complicated and challenging task to perform. There are many risks of failure to be avoided. Underperformance is always a possibility. You need to balance risks of success against the risks of suffering losses. Avoiding big losses is critical, and achieving success is a slow, long-term process which is difficult to achieve. Some of the keys to success are consistency, long-term thinking, a focus on the details, and the ability to adapt to changing circumstances. These characteristics of success in managing investments reminds us of another notoriously difficult job, managing a professional football club. We see many similarities between the way to construct a successful investment portfolio to the way a successful football manager like Pep Guardiola at Manchester City manages a successful Premier League winning team. Pep Guardiola would never start a game with 11 strikers on the pitch. Neither would he start a game with 11 defenders. Instead, he'll start with some defenders, one goalkeeper of course, perhaps five midfielders and one striker. When Pep does this, much like an investment portfolio manager, he is balancing risk and reward with a successful outcome in mind. For Pep, he wants to avoid losing by conceding no goals, ideally, or at worst, only conceding a few goals, while also, at the same time, maximising the probability his team scores many goals and wins the game. When we construct an investment portfolio, we should be doing the same thing. Retail investors too should be thinking the same way. The lineup of a football team is a helpful guide here. An equity portfolio has its equivalent of goalkeepers and defenders. We even call them defensive investments. These are lower risk, reliable, preferably high-quality investments, which, like defenders on a football team, may not score many goals, or maybe not score any goals at all. These investments will not transform your life with incredible 10x returns. But these investments offer limited downside risk, predictable positive price appreciation, and often predictable income flows as well in the form of dividends, which are dependable. You have high confidence in and can rely on your defensive investments. Just like Pep Guardiola, you don't want your entire team, your entire portfolio, to be made up solely of defensive investments either. But you want a solid group of them to defend your investment portfolio, especially during periods of uncertainty and market volatility. Now, when Pep Guardiola fields his star striker, Erling Haaland, he's doing so with only one thing in mind. Haaland is a striker. He's on the pitch to score goals. He's not there to defend, to offer protection during bad times. He's there to win the game for the team. An investment portfolio needs some strikers. And just like a football team, you don't want or need too many strikers either. As a manager, you need to get your striker selection right. That's really important to success. And if you do, you don't need many of them on the pitch. Just as with strikers at a top football club, a small number of investments with the potential to deliver a very high return can, as the portfolio manager, win you the game. If you had bought Amazon stock in 2001, today you would have a 200x return on that investment. That's a 20,000% return. If just 2% of your portfolio in 2001 had been invested in Amazon, the rest of your investments could have done nothing over the past 22 years, and you would still have increased your total wealth by 400%. And it's not only in technology companies offering these types of portfolio transforming returns. Monster Beverage, maker of energy drinks. If you'd bought that stock in 2005, today you'd have made an 84x return, an increase in value of your investment by 8,400%. Even relatively small investment allocations in your portfolio to potential match winners who could, if your investment thesis is right, deliver extraordinary returns, can transform your total investment returns for the entire portfolio. Just like a top striker scoring the winning goal. Now, we even have the equivalent of midfielders in a correctly constructed equity portfolio. These are, just like midfielders on a football team, performing important roles in between defensive and attacking. And some are more defensive while others are more attacking. These investments provide an important balance between our very defensive and very attacking investments. Some could even win the game for us by delivering exceptional returns. Maybe not an 84x return like Monster Beverage, but perhaps a 2x or a 4x return. This can still make a big difference to a portfolio with an allocation of 5% or 10% to an investment like this. Just like Pep Guardiola, the process of putting all of these positions together to create a team, as portfolio managers, we are building our portfolio of names, our team of investments, which can deliver success through a mix of performing different roles, which together can deliver successful total returns over the long term. This is the job of the active portfolio manager. As a final note this week, as a lifelong Manchester United supporter, it pains me to have to use the manager of Manchester City in this case study for successful management skills. Hopefully, I don't have to wait too long before I can use a current Manchester United manager as a prime example of management success. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the Weekly Brief on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And leave us a review. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
The views expressed in this podcast are those of the author at the date of publication and not necessarily those of Dominion Fund Management Limited. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice and will not be updated after publication. Images, video, quotations from literature and any such material which may be subject to copyright is reproduced in whole or in part in this podcast on the basis of fair use as applied to news reporting and journalistic comment on events.